you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna. I was about to say Jolica McKenna.
You know, I did the same thing where I was like, am I about to give him a...
No, yeah, what you got?
No, the only impulse I had was, should I give him a fun holiday name? Mm-hmm. I didn't have one. I was like, Zach Jingle? Like, yep. That's not anything.
I'm Zach Jingle. Jessica McMary.
Thank you. Mine's better.
With an E. We also got Scott Passarella, King of Christmas, Christmas of Kings.
We got O Come, O Bread on Fret.
Okay. All right.
I don't know.
No, I like that one. I'm just 6 years old, so my brain... Never mind.
Your brain went to like him.
Yeah.
But that's a, you knew that at six?
No, I said six, I meant 13.
Sure. Well, here we are. Can you believe it?
Another year.
Ding dong, ding dong. We are so excited to continue a very merry off-book tradition.
Some would say our only tradition.
Some would say definitely the best one.
It's certainly our best tradition.
Certainly our best tradition. We are thrilled to welcome back all-star guests, friends of the pod, incredible talents. You know them from a thousand things, but together you know them from The Neighborhood Listen, which you can check out anywhere podcasts are found. Please welcome back Paul F. Tompkins and Nicole Parker.
Oh, what a thrill.
Oh, what
this
a thrill.
This is so nice. This just feels right.
It feels right. There's a thrill in the air. There's a chill in the air. We got drinks.
Built to spill in the air.
There's a built to spill in the air.
Do you know I saw Built to Spill in San Diego with a crush and fell asleep on my feet?
Oh. I do not.
Like a horse?
I was like, this is a little too dull for me. And I literally fell asleep where I was standing.
See, I need to be told what Built to I can't even say it. Built to Spill. Built to Spill,
Nicole,
is it?
I wasn't going to say anything. I also need to be told.
Do you guys remember? I have no shame about things I don't know.
All right. Do you remember Super Sloppy Double Dare?
No. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Okay.
They had a touring show with a big vat of the slime.
Called Built to Spill.
I thought it was so dull when the thousands of children got slime that I fell asleep like a hay horse.
I guess for some reason,
like
Jessica.
A hay horse? Yeah.
Reason, Jessica, this memory happened for you like a year ago and it was some documentary I missed. That's where my head was at.
I just have to circle back to clarify for Jess real quick. So there's horses that eat hay and run on hay, and those are hay horses.
Yeah.
And there's fuel horses, and those horses drink gasoline
and they love it.
Well, and that's where horsepower comes from.
That's right.
Ding dong.
Built to Spill is a band. This was when I was 19, like the summer between freshman and sophomore year of college, and it was a high school friend where we were like, wait, do we have crushes on each other? Or maybe it was like spring break or something. And we do you know if you know that circle back to a high school person?
Yes.
Oh god, yes.
Absolutely.
You know, so it was a classic circle back to a high school person. And
he had really cool music taste, and okay. I was always trying to keep up and was like, but actually, I think this is kind of boring.
I remember in college, a guy I had a crush on in my improv troupe. What else is new? was so into Radiohead. And the first time I heard it, he was like, you have to turn off all the lights and lay down. So in the dorm room, oof, what I thought oof. What we were going to do is make out. Nope. He just wanted to listen to Fake Plastic Trees and just kept talking about how genius it was. And that's all I can think about when I hear that song.
I'm so happy to be liberated from the constraints of pretending I like cool music.
you do like cool music.
I do like cool music, and maybe that's why I feel liberated. So I'm like, I like enough of it that's cool. I don't need to like all of it that's cool. Mm-hmm. You know, like, actually, I fell asleep during Radiohead at Coachella. Now, that's because I was very cold and had to bundle into a small ball on the ground.
On your feet.
Oh, so you had hypothermia is what happened.
Yeah, yeah. Jill had caught on to my extremity.
It was what we call a dangerous sleep.
Yeah, yeah, that was the winter of my black toes.
Well, those are... Oh, wow.
What? Can you believe it? Do you guys hear that?
I hear it. Do you?
I do.
Well, you asked the question, so it stands to reason.
Do you think it's... carolers at the door?
Oh, God, I hope so.
Spread some holiday cheer?
The most welcome thing in the world.
Hey, it's Christmas.
Hey.
Hey, it's Christmas. Lay down and turn off the lights with us. It's Christmas today.
Hey, it's Christmas time, so turn the lights off and lie down in a straight line. Let's close our eyes and experience the sound of Christmas all around.
Just lay down and let the melody ring in your ears so true.
Ding dong.
Just because we're into this melody, it doesn't mean that we're into you.
Hey, it's Christmas, so let us in your house.
Let us in your house.
We want to lie down and listen to music and get to be friends with your spouse.
It's really cold outside. Could you please let us in?
We're very attractive, and we know that you're gonna wanna smooch with us, but you better keep your listening ears active, because
lay down and listen while we sing to you.
Please lay down.
If someone later asks you if you like the sounds we make, you better lie and say yes, or else that will be a big mistake.
But first, lay down. Ding dong, ding dong. Floor, lay down,
lay down,
lay down,
lay down, and listen to us now.
Listen to us now.
Ladies, can I talk to you real quick?
Yeah, wait, sorry, did you see you wanted to talk to us? I'm sorry, I was so not paying attention. I was taking a picture of myself.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Sorry. Yes, I had to finish taking a picture of myself as well. I did say I wanted. Can we all let's all take a picture of ourselves and then can we talk for a second?
Now wait. I was taking a picture of this rose so that I could say stomp and smell it.
Oh, that's a really good one, nice. Carol. Hashtag is a really, really it. Good one. You are getting much better.
Hashtag stop and smell it.
Thank you.
I don't know when the camera. I don't know how to make it so that it's not
okay, Doreen.
On me.
Doreen, there's a button in the bottom. Doreen, there's
first
a button
of all, you have
bottom.
To turn on the phone. Mm-hmm. First of all, Doreen, you have to turn on the phone.
Nope,
turn
not
it on.
That. What? That's a pager. Put it's, that down and pick up your phone.
But what if I get a page?
It will beep and you'll hear it.
All right.
But you won't. You won't, Doreen. You won't.
You never know.
Well, let's maybe pause on Doreen.
You're such a hopeful romantic, Doreen. I do appreciate that about you.
Listen, just real quick.
You always think love is going to come through your pager.
It's
got sweet.
To someday. Someday love will page me. So,
I'm sure it will, Doreen.
I'm sure it will, Doreen.
I'm sure it will, Doreen.
Listen, I'm going to say what I was saying, but Doreen's probably going to go off in her head on a reverie of whatever.
So I think you're right.
Knowing me, here on my hip, is the potential for a brand new life with someone else. I want to feel that buzz and know that he's arriving, 'cause I don't know how much longer I can hold on. I need you to page me if you're out there. If you have a pager too, I don't remember if both of us have to have the pagers or if you can page me from a phone. Checking again.
Buzz, buzz.
Was that a buzz?
No. Buzz, buzz.
It's just one of those weird little
buzz, buzz.
Tremors you get.
I'm a weird little tremor.
Do I have a neurological problem? Or is it just the 5G? Here on my hip, everything's quiet. Nothing is moving, not even a mouse. Where is he going? Where he can't get pager service? Is he in a tunnel of love?
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
If you're out
buzz,
there, paging love, love paging me.
Gail, I think Doreen's focus is back. Do you want to start from the top about what you were saying?
Yeah, sorry.
How long was I out? I'm sorry.
Oh, 5 to 10. Just love this 5 to 10.
Oh, it's getting better.
Yeah,
just a tight 5 to 10.
I was just saying, they came to my house, and every year I'm expecting it, but every year it sort of still surprises me. You know, that group of Kerala's that are all like attractive middle-aged men who are really into Radiohead, but they come in and they don't Kerala outside your house. They come into your house and they ask to lie on the floor. And you think that they're going to smooch you because they're real attractive, but then they don't, and I'm always disappointed.
They came into my house last night and they asked to see my Spotify Wrapped. And I said, I haven't listened that much on Spotify this year. And they said, well, it'll still be an indicator. They opened it up and they closed my phone. They closed the app and then they just walked out. And then to just make it clear, the last one turned over their shoulder at the last moment and said, we're disgusted.
They're very judgmental.
They came to my house. Mm-hmm. They came to my house and they asked for a snack. And so I like made them one. I made them guacamole and it was really good. And like, honestly,
your guac is great.
Your guac. Thank you. I do appreciate that.
People have a tendency to put a lot of salsa in guac.
Because that's the mistake. That's the mistake, Gail.
I want it to shine on its own.
That's the thing, exactly. If I wanted salsa, I'd eat salsa.
That's right.
I put tequila in mine.
Well, ooh, Nance, when I had your tequila, I thought...
your homemade tequila.
There's a little something.
First of all, thank you for naming me.
You.
Second of all...
Pressing those agaves behind your house, Nance.
Nance, no.
Hey, Nance, you guys. Nance. Nance in the pants.
And it's me, Gail. Gail in the hail.
And it's me, Carol. She's as fun as a barrel.
Carol, I'm so jealous of you because you already have a very Christmassy name. I wish I had a Christmassy name.
I know, ding dong. Well, my birthday is the 24th of June.
Doreen, do you want to make a rhyme with your name, or are you in a reverie again?
Doreen on the scene.
Oh, that's cute.
That's nice, Doreen.
You know, none of those Radiohead boys came to my house.
Oh, well, they didn't?
But Doreen, maybe this is your chance.
No, wait. We should. You know what? Let's all be in Doreen's house. And then when those middle-aged Radiohead fans show up and they're like, ding dong, Tom York is my savior, then we can get...
ding dong, Tom York's the reason for the season in my heart.
Ding dong, okay, computer is a good gift.
Ding dong, don't leave me high or dry.
Ding dong, I like Radiohead.
That's right.
Really? Good job, Doreen. Good one.
Or Doreen, were you telling us that you like Radiohead?
Oh, no. I can I be honest?
Yeah, of course.
I don't know what Radiohead is.
Well, that's a relief. Neither do I. I assume it was some sort of band.
Hold on. Let me look it up. I'm pretty sure
every year they leave
tippity
a flyer
tap,
behind
tip, tap, type. Okay, so it seems like they're a band.
Mm-hmm. They're definitely a band.
They did the song Creep. I know the song Creep.
I like the different
that
version from the commercial for the movie about Facebook.
Oh, the one about Jeep? I'm a Jeep.
It's one of those ones where, you know, they take a song and they make it creepy and they set it to, like, you know, buildings falling into the ocean, you know, or like the environment collapsing. But instead it's somewhere over the rainbow.
Nance.
And it stars Jake Gyllenhaal.
Ooh. Nance, did you have a little tequila already before?
I might have had a few.
Uh-oh.
Guac knocks.
Nance is getting loose, y'all.
It's like a shot, but because there's tequila in it and it rhymes with guac, I call them guac knocks.
And we love you for
you
it,
knock
Nance.
It back. You know what I'm saying?
The guac
we love
knock
you for
is
it.
An adult jello shot.
Let me just say,
give us back our classic songs. Don't ruin them in the trailers. I am so sick of it. Oh, yeah. Strong's What a Wonderful World has become a crisis song. It's always being sung out of tune for dramatic effect, and I hate it. Same thing with Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and sometimes Creep, and sometimes Anything by Johnny Cash. It's just used for dramatic effect as the sun explodes in George Clooney's face. Please tell me, give us some grace. All movie commercials,
shows.
Leave our songs alone.
I just want a lullaby to be a lullaby, not something a demon baby sings in the last frame. Once upon a time, a child singing was something lovely. Now it's only something you run away from in pain.
Movie marshals, leave our songs alone. Movie marshals, leave our songs alone. You don't have to page me or call. You leave our songs.
You know,
alone.
They always have taken songs and appropriated them for movies. It doesn't make sense. I blame originally that commercial with the dogs looking sad through a fence. Sarah McLachlan didn't mean for a song to be about a sad pup. Come on, people, give us our songs back. Come on, Hollywood.
Leave our songs alone.
I see trees of green.
Movie
clouds of white.
In the arms of an
Sarah
angel.
Sarah McLachlan gave that poor little dog a bone.
And the dog say good night. What a way.
Leave those songs alone.
All right, plan is in action, and I drew it up with crayons. We're going to Doreen's house so that when the Radiohead boys come, we can sing our songs, and maybe one of them can fall in love with Doreen.
Oh, and wait a minute. What? How many of them are there? Aren't there four? Doesn't that mean there's one for each of us?
Oh, you know I've given up. You
oh.
No, Carol. What are you talking about?
Why are you giving up? What are you talking about?
Gals, you just bought those jeans.
You did, and they look so good.
Those are
good.
Not the jeans of someone who has given up.
Gals,
those are the jeans of someone who
is... Can I tell
is...
you, these jeans are for no man. These jeans are for you.
For us?
No man's ever going to notice these jeans. These jeans are for you. These jeans are for my three best gal pals to say, I am ba-da-ba-ba-ba loving your butt in those jeans.
I don't know.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
That's right.
How about, could I be Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, Nance?
You?
Yeah, sure.
That's a long one.
It's not that festive, but I
You're
like
right,
it.
You're right, it's not. I'm just grasping at straws.
No, I like it.
Also, I don't think we're going to trade these pants, right? They're just Carol's pants.
Right. They're Carol's.
Listen, I don't have Carol's measurements, I'll tell you what.
We all have wildly different body types.
We do, and amen to that.
Amen to that.
Amen to that.
Amen to that. Guac knock, everyone sip
Guac
one
knock. Guac knock. Guac knock.
Okay, well, my biggest problem, Brant.
No, go ahead, speak up.
No, my biggest problem is, Brant, I told you I think it's clearer if we say immediately lay down and turn off the lights instead of, like, singing at the door. Like, because then there's a part of the experience where they aren't laying down without the lights.
It just feels like a hard entrance to me. For the first thing them to hear is a voice of a stranger saying, lay down and turn off the lights.
Listen, yeah, okay. Toad, I hear what you're saying. And Braz, I totally understand. But I'm telling you, like, we do have to realize that, you know, it's like a new time. Like, we started this in a very different decade, a very different era. And we need to acknowledge that, like, things are different. We need to acknowledge boundaries. But we still got to get in there and lay down on that floor.
Dink, are you coming in with that, Britta, or what?
Yeah,
Dink.
Can I say something?
Dink, speak up.
Dink, speak up.
Here's what I think.
It's time for Dinks with Dink.
Get ready for a Dink Think.
Oh, I love a Dink Think.
I hope this is not going to be one of my ideas that everybody shoots down immediately because of illegalities. What I think is, we get in the house first.
Felony.
Turn off the lights.
Felony.
Then
sorry
we go around to the door. Let me finish.
No, but Dink, this is the problem. Dink,
then chick, we boom. Go around
to
the
door. I gotta shoot
that down. Come on.
2020, Dink, you can't do that anymore.
Pull, trigger. Chick, the chick, first sound boom. Was me a pull of the clay pigeon. The second one was the trigger of me shooting it because that is a felony.
Oh, well, who's going to arrest me? The Karma Police? Radio
are
reference.
You is he done? Oh, he had more.
Just in case, does it end with, but you owned the house the whole time and it was your house?
Like a twist?
Yeah. Yeah. Is there a twist where it's your house the whole time?
Is there a twist where it's not
illegal? Wait, we'd have to own every house we go to. No. This isn't going to work.
What? No. You guys, you're being crazy. It's not, that's ridiculous. We can't own all the houses. All I'm saying is we find out a week's point of entry. Uh-huh. We get into the house. We right. turn off all the lights. Then we run around. We get it back outside. Run around to the front door. Ding dong. Are you ready to lie down?
Okay, now
radio
in. That might have worked for you in 1996, but that's not how it works these days.
Well, hold on, Sprocket. Is that not a little bit like what Santa does?
Hey, okay.
It would be
go like, on.
It would be like if Santa. Oh, wait, hold on a second.
Wait, hold on.
Hold on.
There's only one guy who's allowed to go into your house and no one's asked why. There is only one guy who comes in your house, a guy not a fly. He's allowed to come down through the chimney and no one calls the police. There's only one guy with that kind of thing, and I think you know his name. He's Santa Claus, not breaking and entering. He's just a friend, illegally coming inside.
Oh, you can't be breaking laws
when you are Santa Claus. The people will throw their windows open wide.
Let's say you don't got a chimney. He's gonna get in anyway.
That's right.
He finds a path so he can brighten your day with a toy. Ooh, he leaves something too. That's a detail we should remember if we wanna be like at Santa Claus.
There's no way you're breaking laws when your name is Santa Claus. Because Santa Claus has legal immunity. So you can't be breaking laws when your name is Santa Claus. He's like some sort of foreign dignitary.
So wait, are you saying you avoid a lawsuit if you wear a giant red claw suit? And even if you need a little lift,
even if you need a
drink their milk and eat their cookie and chomp on that carrot too
and leave a gift, you're not breaking
laws
if your name is Santa Claus. Apparently Santa Claus can't be persecuted in a court of law. His name is Santa Claus and he's never breaking
laws.
I believe it also is true of Mrs. Claus.
So true if we are drinking White Claws.
And I think it's also true if we are eating Bear Claws.
And I think it's also true if we're dressed in red, it will cover our flaws.
I agree.
Even though our name's not Santa Claus. Real quick, let's go over the plan. So, the plan.
I like, though, that we all sang in old-timey voices and switched up our genre, you guys.
Well, that must have been a fluke. We'll never like that kind of music.
Oh, yeah,
that
we
must
like
have been
Radiohead.
A weird
we aren't only, Radiohead.
We only like Radiohead. Sorry. Please, someone tell me what I'm supposed to think.
Listen, but I think against all
Dink,
odds.
Dink, tell, of, her what she, tell him what she, he should think.
A classic Dink think.
All right. Here's what you should think. If one Santa Claus is allowed to go into any house he wants, surely four Santa Clauses have even more impunity to go wherever they want.
And legally, that's known as the Santa Claus.
That's right.
And so, that's so, right.
Are we doing this?
And we can call ourselves the Santa Claus Four.
Ooh, that's perfect. Because there's four of us.
Oh, yeah, you know what? We're like the four up on the housetops.
That's right.
Click, click, click.
Braz, Sprocket, Dink, and Toad. The four up on the housetops. Well, now all we got to do is find find a Christmas Santa.
I just got to tell you one other thing.
What? Okay, sure.
Well, you know, we've been doing a lot of caroling already, and I do have to tell you that person who lives on our remaining cul-de-sac is Doreen.
Doreen?
We're going to Doreen's house with this plan. Just, she's so beautiful and whimsical, and she's like my manic pixie dream babe.
Oh, I didn't know you had it for Doreen.
I
freaking love that she uses a pager. It's so twee. Confused. Either way, I think it's neat.
Toad, why has come did you never talk to Doreen?
Why's come? Always get so nervous when you're around Doreen.
You're nervous.
You guys know. I get close to Doreen and I wanna talk, but my hands get super sweaty and I just turn around and walk. Her effervescent page ways and her waist, she wears it on her belt, makes me feel all kinds of feelings that I've never felt. But I'm a creep, I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing when I'm near? I'm such a creep, yeah, I'm a weirdo. I just wish that my heart could feel so clear.
Look, I don't care if it hurts. You've gotta have control. Doreen's got a perfect body, but you've got a perfect soul.
No.
And I'm sure that Doreen notices when you're not around. You know, when a tree falls in the forest, it does make a sound.
No. I'm a creep.
You're not a creep.
I'm a weirdo.
You're not a weirdo.
What the hell am I doing here?
No, no, you belong here.
Because Doreen is fucking special.
She's fucking hot as well.
She's hot as well, but she's fucking special.
Fuck, both her soul and her body are banging.
And she looks like the real thing. She tastes like the real thing.
Oh, that's right, I forgot one time you made out with Doreen.
Into Doreen's cul-de-sac house and make them fall in love with Radiohead and also them, the love that is in front of them? Find out when we return to the second half of Visions of Sugar Plums Danced in Their Radioheads.
The musical!
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Are you always taking care of your family? Do you often take care of others and not yourself? Now it's time to take care of yourself, to make time for you. You deserve it. Teladoc gives you access to licensed therapists to help you get back to feeling your best, to feeling like yourself again. With Teladoc, you can speak to a licensed therapist by phone or video. Therapy appointments are available 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time. If you feel overwhelmed sometimes, maybe you feel stressed or anxious, depressed or lonely, or maybe you're struggling with a personal or family issue, Teladoc can help. And there's no need to wait months to get a therapist. Teladoc is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy to change counselors for free if needed. Teladoc therapy is available through most insurance or employers, and individual plans are also available. Just download the app or visit teladoc.com/stitcher today to get started. That's teladoc.com/stitcher.
Hi and welcome. When we last left, four Radiohead enthusiast carolers were plotting to disguise themselves as Santa so that they could really make their listeners enjoy the beautiful tones of Radiohead. And four gal pals were out to travel in pants. What will happen now? Find out when we return to the second half of Visions of Sugar Plums Danced in Their Radioheads.
I just feel like we can close up now. No one is buying Santa suits or Christmas decorations on Christmas Eve. Everyone's got them already.
Well, now, we've stayed open on Christmas Eve every year for the last 50 years.
I know, Mr. McMistletoe.
I've not done my speech.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And we're not closing tonight before 2 a.m. That's when desperate people come in and they realize they have to leave presents for their light-sleeping children.
That's right. Grandpa's right. Nobody's even coming some Christmas carols yet.
Thank you, Tiny Kim.
Listen. You're welcome, Grandpa. Listen. You're the best.
Tiny Kim.
You're the best. Hold on a second. You know I love Tiny Kim. Tiny Kim, you're the best. You're Grandpa's favorite.
Oh, it's probably just because I'm made of crutches.
You're simply made of crutches.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling, Mr. Mistletoe. Mr. McMistletoe, who said you could have this day off from working your side hustle as a bookkeeper?
Well, 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 look who darkens my door once again. It's Mr. Baleson.
That's right, Mr. Baleson. Formerly of Marley and Marley and Baleson, and now just of Maleson. And Mr. McMistletoe, I only have one thing to say to you.
Oh, what is it? I can't wait to hear.
I'd like to gift you this giant Christmas goose.
Wait, what?
What? Oh, I'm so glad. I almost tripped him with my crutch leg.
Oh, no, Tiny Kim. You'll never have to try and trip me again, for I'm turning over a new leaf. I did ayahuasca in Ojai, and I'm starting to see things a little differently.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is like a real personality change for you.
Mm-hmm. It's a real 180, Grandpa.
That's right, little Kim. I love you.
And, I suppose...
Tiny Kim. I do love Lil' Kim, though.
It's all right. My boob was popping out.
I'd love to support your side hustle, Mr. McMistletoe. I'll take one Santa suit. There, you chap.
Ooh,
hurry on and be glad.
Here, here's a farthing for your troubles.
No, please. Take it as my gift to you. It is Christmas Eve, after all.
And a Merry Christmas it is to us all. Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Well, Merry Christmas to everyone. And all a good day. Is that it? Does that sound right?
It's fine.
It has a ring to it.
It's a weird time to say it. He left and it's just us in here now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just trying so hard to come up with a catchphrase. I know it's important to all the shoppers, Grandpa.
Okay, Tiny Kim. Hold on. Take five. Now look here, Claude. We're staying open and that's that. We have only 4 Santa suits left to sell and we're going to sell them.
Don't you think that you should be at...
Speak up, boy!
Oh, sorry. Don't you think that you should be at home?
Okay,
with
a little
tiny...
quieter.
Don't you
Split
think...
the diff!
Don't you think
Perfect.
That you should be at home with Tiny Kim right now?
Home? Well, Christmas Eve?
I mean, that's where most people are. On Christmas Eve.
But I've been keeping myself open on Christmas Eve for the last 50 years, as I mentioned before.
No, for sure. We can keep the store open. I mean, like, it's just seeing you talk to your granddaughter just now made me think, but they should be at home, even if I'm here and I keep the store open.
Can I say something? I've never told anyone this before.
Oh, are you sure you want to open up to me?
No, so you better grab this chance now.
Go ahead.
Grandpa, open up!
I've stayed here at the shop ever since Tiny Kim was born because when she became older, I was afraid that people would think we were romantically linked, like people thought of Morgan Freeman and his granddaughter. But that turned out to be just a dumb rumor. Snopes, you can look it up. He didn't marry his granddaughter. That's weird.
Yeah, I feel like we'd know, right? We would never stop talking about it.
Exactly. So I guess I worry too much about the small minds of this town. People can only think of 2 things, Radiohead and nude jeans.
Wait a minute. You never went home because you were afraid that people would think you were romantically involved with Tiny.
I never knew that. And anyways, it wouldn't even be possible because I'm entirely made of crutches.
I know, Tiny Kim.
You're a tiny automaton female made of crutches.
And you know what my real wish would be? My Christmas wish?
What's that, Tiny Kim? To be a real girl?
I bet it's to be...
Yeah, that was my first rhyme!
Oh, no. Hold on, pretend like I didn't say it. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It doesn't matter anyway, because I'm not real. You can't hurt my feelings.
Good point.
But you can hurt Christmas. Ever since I was just a little kindling, a pile of wood, just a little thing, the apple of my grandpa's eye.
True.
A smile under his curl. My wish, yes, was to be an actual real girl.
Called it.
But what's strange, something you never knew. It's funny that you called me Lil' Kim. My other dream was to be a rapper too.
What?
Just a wish, whichever one came first. Real girl or global rapper star, which one's worse? So tonight, when I wish on the Christmas star, I'm going to say to it, whoever you are, I would like to be real, but also I want to be able to spit rhymes like a mofo.
That's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, bitch! bitch!
Jingling,
I'm sorry.
Hi, sorry. Me and three of my best friends are here to see if we could get the Santa suits.
Hey, turn off your lights and lay on the floor.
Oh, yeah, good idea. Turn off your lights and lay on the
ground.
Oh, yeah, turn off your lights and lay on the ground.
Turn off your lights and lay on the ground!
We'll do no such thing.
Okay, who are these people? They're scaring me, Grandpa!
Stand behind me, Tiny Kim.
Okay!
If you don't want to get it, fine. Fine if you don't want to get it.
If you want to get it, turn off the lights and lay on the ground.
Do you want to get it?
We can give it to you.
This is a place of business. No one's laying on the floor turning the lights off.
But that's how you have to get the Christmas spirit.
What? Oh, don't tell me. I run a store that sells Santa suits. It's open till 2 a.m. on Christmas Eve.
And yeah, do you need Santa suits? I can show you where they are. Are you Christmas carolers?
Well, that's a crazy coincidence. That is what we came in here to get.
Grandpa, they're Christmas carols.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
It's Christmas and they're singing
okay, Tiny Kid.
Bros, jeez. This is crazy. That little girl's a bunch of crutches.
Yeah, hey.
You, Dink, you seeing this? That girl's a bunch of crutches.
I'm afraid of flyer. I am.
Get ready for
it. But nothing else.
Get ready for a Dink thing.
I got a wooden heart of whatever precious metal I should have. Oh,
wow. Well, Dink thing's coming. What's the Dink thing?
Here's the Dink thing. I think that's weird.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, Dink.
Yeah.
Open your mind, man.
Hey, why can't we be chill about these little crutches?
This collective girl made of crutches.
I mean, I agree. It's really decidedly creepy, but still, give it a chance,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, give it a chance.
I mean, like...
Maybe I should.
When you really think about it, what are any of us but a collection of crutches?
When I look at this pile of crutches, I have to wonder, am I such as I would judge? Don't be a nudge. I'm also just a pile of crutches.
Oh, 'cause somebody's always leaning. So as such, you are just a crutch.
Somebody's always
leaning on you.
Leaning on you and
so as such, you're just a crutch.
I'm walking on two crutches each and every day. My legs, but that's just what those people say. And I've got a whole chest full of multiple crutches, just keeping my organs in. Some people would call them a bunch of crutches, and others would call them ribs. But somebody's always leaning on me. And just a crutch, 'cause somebody's always leaning on you, and as such, I'm just a crutch.
Let me take it to the bridge.
Take it, Dink.
She's just a pile of crutches.
How am I any different than this little pile of crutches right here? I'm not any different.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, this is just too much. Yeah, Tiny Kim here saying that everyone is saying that they're a crutch. Yeah, I'll tell you. Yeah, that it's something you don't know you should. But every morning, I wake up with a broken heart and more need wood. Oh, yeah, that's right. Whether it's cedar, pine, or aspen. Yeah, that's right. I just want to be kicking crutches and kicking ass. And then you'll know that the simple little hint, her heart is actually pierced with splinters. Oh, yeah.
Always leaning on you.
Always leaning on you, bitch.
And as such,
you're
Radiohead Bros.
This is that fire music. This is that we're here to buy your last four Santa suits music.
We're all just a pile of crushes.
Thank Mr. McMistletoe for keeping Christmas traditions alive.
Open up your mind. Open up your wallets for those in need.
Who are you talking to?
We're just kind of... Sometimes it's at each other.
Sometimes it's at this guy, this third guy. Was Claude, is what your name tag says?
That's Claude.
That was mostly for
Claude.
Well,
thank you, Radiohead guys. Feet, Tiny Kim.
Oh my goodness, it's my first feet! Thank you so much, Grandpa, for giving it to me. I feel so special.
I got him out from the back. Here's four Santa suits.
Wait, look
at her.
The
last four.
Look at her. Oh my gosh, look at those crutches.
They're turning into human flesh.
Oh, it hurts so unbelievably bad. I wish I had never wished it.
It's gruesome to behold.
Hold on, I think it's probably going to be okay on the other end. Just sort of like get through it. Get through, I think.
The sounds are sickening.
Yeah, it looks bad too. Did I push through?
Sounds like Bork.
Oh no, I can't tell if it's going right or going wrong.
Tiny Kim, look at you. You seem fitter, happier, more productive.
You're right, Grandpa. I am. I feel so different.
Tiny Kim.
Do I sound different?
You do.
I feel different.
You sound tiny. Like...
Yeah, I guess I didn't realize that...
The lady who does the Hidden Valley Ranch commercial.
I didn't realize that pile of crutches was years old.
Yes, you sound like Sally Kellerman.
It's what I always wanted.
This is great.
Well, Mr. McMissile...
Could I come and be a feature with you on your... On your quest for a Christmas Carol romance?
I'm definitely down, but you do need a Santa suit because we have an intricate plan.
Yeah, I also thought we were going to go back to the house and celebrate Christmas. You're going to make your Christmas wish, and then, boy, they really pulled the rug out from under me.
Grandpa, you should come with us.
What?
Yeah. I know it sounds crazy.
But won't people
and
stay?
And on the way, be sure to pick up
no, everyone
some Hidden Valley rug.
You too, Claude. I mean... 'Tis the season, and not to be this guy, but...
Available at Pavilions and Pavilions Place.
Man, I've never even seen a Pavilions. Has anybody seen a Pavilions?
I've seen a Pavilions. You've never seen a Pavilions? There's one on Melrose.
I've never seen a dang Pavilions in my whole life.
All right.
But listen, all yous can come along as you're in Santa suits. Claude, Mr. McMistletoe.
Claude, I hereby give you the night off. Now, go into the storeroom and break the glass on the three emergency Santa suits.
Oh, but those are for... Wait, I get to break the glass?
Yes!
Fuck yeah!
He's crazy.
Seems like a nice kid.
He's nice, but he's got issues, you know, like emotional issues. Listen to him, he's
I'd
loving it.
I'd love to see his Spotify Wrapped. Then I could really understand if we have a lot in common, but...
I got to play Gus today, break glass with my bare hands. I punched the glass and I broke the glass, now I am a man. When you punch the glass, that's manhood, I broke the glass. I don't care what else happens today, because a great thing has come to pass. I punched through glass with my bare hands. I broke glass with my strength. I punched through glass with my bare hands, so I now give thanks.
Okay, now, there was a little hammer right there.
Now, ladies, all right, we all have to one more guac shot.
Guac shot! Guac shot!
One more guac shot.
I don't know. Guac knock!
Guac knock! Come on, live a little.
I'm guac almost knock. Tipsy.
Guac oh, good! Knock.
They're called guac knocks.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, guac knocks. It's my own name, but I forgot it.
Nance Gale. Listen, if I've ever made you feel as a friend you are not
guac
safe
shocks
to
are different,
me,
but I'll describe it later.
Then I'm furious. I'm furious.
Everyone come in real close.
And come in real close. And some pinky swears.
Not for a kiss.
And we do pinky swears.
Pinky swears. When those Radiohead boys come into the house.
If
today,
they do.
When they Doreen, do.
They will. They're coming to the house. They're going to come to the house.
They're going to come to you because you're so special. Okay?
Yes. My pager's as dead as a run over squirrel.
Well, charge it. You have to plug it in. It doesn't last.
No, I meant it's not. It's all charged up. It's just not active is what I meant.
Okay.
When those radio...
Will you be able to accept love if it doesn't come through a pager, Doreen?
Because I mean, love comes when you're least expecting it.
I guess I don't see what other way it's possible.
It's Christmas. It's going to come through the page exactly how the way Jordan wants it.
Oh, ladies, we are shit-faced.
We're drunk.
This is fine, because it's fun, because it's festive. And you know what? It's the time to have spirits.
I want you all to open the presents I got you right now.
I can't believe you got presents when we said no presents.
The gift exchange already?
You have to eat it. We know. It's not that kind of presents. You'll understand.
Okay.
I got you a big cooked goose, and I got you a big cooked goose.
I put ecstasy in the guacamole, ladies. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
I made you a big cooked
I've been rubbing this carpet for an hour.
Yes. Did your boss, Mr. Branweb, give you this when he finally gave you the day off?
Not only that, he gave me a cooked goose. Then on the way home.
A cooked goose?
Stopped and the man outside of a Cricket Wireless said, "Congratulations, you're the 100th person to walk by a Cricket Wireless. You won a big cooked goose."
So, how many cooked geese do we have?
We have three, but I've got 7 big cooked goose today. They came into my day. Everywhere I go, I found a big cooked goose. And every single person had to say,
"Hello, I am your mail person, and here's your mail, and also truth. I lost this card last week, so I drove back to give it to you.
I have a big cooked goose. My mail person gave me a big cooked goose. He gave me a big cooked goose, cooked in big goose juice. And as I was walking past the Cricket Wireless to charge my Metro card, the guard next to the Metro station looked at me real hard. He said, I've just come from the caboose. And someone left their luggage there. And inside their luggage was a big cuckoo. And that was how I got the second big cuckoos. The second big cuckoos. The train of a caboose and the Cricket Wireless and the other guy. Sorry, that was how I got the third big cuckoos. And then I found 4 more big cuckoos. Well, I was going on an escalator up to the Ross Dress for Less. I had a coupon for 2-for-1 shoes, but they were out of shoes, I guess.
I'm sorry, we don't have more shoes.
Do you have something instead of shoes?
Yes, I do. How would you like to take home this big cooked
goose? That's how I got the big 5th cuckoo. The 5th big cuckoo. They didn't have 2-for-1 shoes, but they did have a big cuckoo. And then I went back down the escalator, away from the Ross just for less. But I was real thirsty for a smoothie, so I said this place will do, I guess. So I stopped at the Jamba Juice and said, "Do you have Jamba Juice?" They said, "No."
"So sorry, we have a razzmatazz. That's the raspberries on the loose."
And I said, "I'll take the razzmatazz," but it turned out they lied about the razzmatazz.
"Oh, I was lying about the razzmatazz."
"Well, what do you have instead of the razzmatazz?"
"Well, instead of raspberries on the loose, I just happen to have this frozen cooked goose."
"Well, I do not want a frozen goose, so I had to use the oven in the back. And that employee had a cook, and so now it's a cooked goose. Relax, that's how I got the 6 big cuckoos."
Oh, this story is heaven, but please, Gail, tell us how you got goose number 7.
I went home to my house, and I opened up my house door, and I saw something on the table that hadn't been there before.
I'm a goose, please cook me. I don't want to live. Won't you take my life? It's what I want to give.
And so I took a while and cooked the big old goose that was suicidal. I cooked a big goose. The 7 was a homemade cooked goose.
good, good.
One was from the Jamba Juice, the train caboose, the 2-for-1 shoes. Other goose, big, 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 cooked goose. The big goose.
Semi-cooked cooked goose.
Last time I got a big goose goose.
Couscous.
I made couscous for the goose goose. You finish that, and then I'll say the thing that everyone get quiet for.
That's it. I'm done. I made couscous for the goose.
You know that the Santa one where they say, "Shh, what up on the roof? I heard such a clatter. I'm hearing a clatter. We should all be quiet."
Say what's the matter.
Guys, stop clattering. I think they hear us.
But the clattering clatter is part of it.
How, if we don't clatter, then they won't think we're Santa.
You ready jingle, for a jingle, dink thing?
Oh, right. Oh, okay, yeah. What's a dink thing?
Dink.
Yeah, dink.
We gotta
dink.
Silence this clatter like Clyde McFatter.
Just like famous silencer Clyde McFatter?
The quietest guy in Seoul.
That guy's the quietest.
Oh, he's so quiet.
I watched The Quiet Man. I thought it was going to be about him. I was so bummed when it wasn't.
I watched A Quiet Place. I thought that he was going to be in it. He wasn't.
All right. I'm going to go down the chimney last.
Okay. But remember, okay.
Wait, what? I didn't know we could call this. I thought we were going in alphabetical order.
Okay, fine. Well, I just feel like I should go last because I'm the one who's the most in love with Doreen. We'll make obviously, sure we're all a little in love with Doreen because we have eyes.
She's but banging body and soul.
I'm the most in love with Doreen.
Okay, that makes sense. I'll go first, Brad second, Dink third, and...
You three actually don't have to come in.
You can stay on the roof or you can go through a door, Mr. McMistletoe.
I broke glass with my hand earlier today. I'm going through a window for sure.
Oh, yeah. What should we do, Grandpa? How should we
answer? There's no way I'm getting up there, guys. Sorry.
You can come through the window that I break with my bare hand.
You okay, can open the
don't break the window,
there.
Son.
They're a fun crew. I'm glad we had them come along.
Okay, right. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, please. There is a lot of clatter.
Oh, my gosh. There's so... The window the is broken. A teen.
The lights are off.
Where's the
light
switch?
Shut the lights up. Shut the lights up.
I got the lights. Now I'm going back out the window. Yeah.
Doreen, Nance, Gail.
Oh, what is that?
Did I just
step in
guacamole?
Oh, I stepped in a big couscous.
Is this an ecstasy hallucination?
Shh.
It might be, and there's also a little bit of acid in the guacamole.
What?
I'm so sorry.
What did you do with this guacamole?
I'm so sorry.
The hot shot guacamole.
Be very quiet. There's somebody coming in quickly from outside.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
I can see them slipping in the carcass of a goose that was spilled onto the carpet.
It's a big couscous.
Watch out, I've got some flashlights and scene. Wait, I mean, there's also ketamine.
In their guacamole. In their guacamole. In the guacamole.
I'm sorry.
Lay down and listen. Turn off the
light. We already turned off the light, so just lay down and listen.
I'm pretty much on the floor.
Lay down and listen, and you might.
The carpet feels so good on my cheek.
You might finally get music and finally understand how this is the best kind of music. Just open up your hand, but by hand I mean your mind, the hand inside your head.
And by mind I mean your hand. We're also going to hold your hand.
Lay down and listen.
Because remember the plan? We were gonna come inside and then go back outside and then come in from the door. But since we're all inside, I said we skip that part and just move.
Wait, the plan I thought I deeply know, but then there was Mr. McMistletoe and Claude broke the glass and I thought we'll pass on the part where we went through the door from
Look,
before.
Everyone's inside. This is your chance. This is your chance for romance. Sing the song to open up her mind.
This is your chance.
This is your chance.
Toad, this is your chance. Toad, this is your chance.
This is your chance.
This is your chance.
This is your chance for romance.
Well, I'll tell you what, nothing's creepy about that. I am in the mood. Bring on the romance.
I love it. Here, take a big handful. This big kiss good.
Doreen, is someone holding your hand?
Can I please hold your hand, Doreen?
Well, wait a minute. What's that on your belt?
Oh, this? It's just a pager. I've been paging you, and maybe it was silly because I've been paging you in numerical codes popular amongst eighth graders circa 1998. Did you know I've been sending you 143 for a few days now?
What number have you been saying to? Because Doreen just changed your pager number.
I did change my pager number. Like a little while back, I thought maybe that was why I wasn't getting much pager traffic.
Oh, shoot. Maybe. That's probably
But then also explain the 143 thing.
Yeah, I don't get that. What is
I don't
that?
Either.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, wait. Can I make a guess?
I don't know if that's helpful, but
okay. Is it like 80085?
That one I know.
They probably stand for the number of letters.
Yeah, again, not super
word.
Helpful because I think it should come from me because it's like my big moment.
Okay, yeah.
You can guess, very, very drunk friend, but like, then I won't have anything to say.
Oh, no, I don't want to take that from you.
No, it's okay. It's just my big proclamation.
Can I just guess what the words are?
No, that will really ruin the whole thing.
I don't think they will.
All right, fine. I trust you now.
Are the words, I cook good?
Wow, then I hope it's, can I just say I hope it's not?
Oh, it's wait, that'd be 145. Never mind, you go.
Have you ever felt like the only lifeline you had was sitting on your belt? Have you ever felt like you're ready for a new stage? If only someone would buzz you and page 143. That's what you mean to me.
But I don't.
And I'll tell you. It's true. 143 means I love you. 'Cause there is one number in I. And four letters in love. It's the number of letters. 143. One letter for I. Four letters for love. Three for you. It's a cute kind of code middle schoolers used to do. So you could see them.
Wow.
As they buzz, they mean love.
Doreen.
What?
This is love that you have earned. Go on and give that page a turn.
All right. I'm taking my pager out, and I'm going to page you.
Now, did you figure out the code, Doreen? Do you know how to do it?
Yeah, I just heard a song about it.
Okay, okay.
Hey, maybe you should lie down.
That feels good.
Careful. You're lying on a goose.
Oh, don't mind if I do.
Oh, my God.
And pager send button. Did you get it?
1-4-3-3. 1-4-3-3. A message for me. And if I decode it true, it stands for I love you too. Unless there was a different word that you meant for the final three.
No, it's true.
I love you too. But I didn't mean to type that second three. I thought I was pressing send, but I love you too. I love you too. Paging love. I hope you'll answer.
Wow, this is incredible. Wow, guys, it worked.
I don't know if that's a lesson to take from it, but, like, at least it worked this time, and that's good.
I mean, I think if the one lady knew the code, none of this other stuff would have had to happen.
Or if I knew her new number and she was getting them sooner, maybe.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that part, too. Yeah.
Actually, a lot of the plan was sort of a hindrance. Really, just me talking to Doreen was the good part.
But don't you see?
What?
So many people got to do their dreams tonight. These two got to finally tell each other how they feel. This lady got to, I guess, fall asleep on a goose. I got to break glass with my bare hands 2 times.
And I got to become a real girl.
Oh, right. The actual miracle that also happened.
Yeah, it's tiny Kim is now a real live middle-aged woman.
And a rapper.
And a rapper.
You guys get to be home for Christmas without people worrying that you're in a relationship together?
And we all got to try the drugs we were too afraid to try alone.
I'm sorry, guys, but also, like, you're welcome?
I'm thankful for it, Nance, because I wanted to take the leap, but was scared.
I'm tripping balls, and I'm in love.
I'm too. 1-4-3, all you guys.
1-4-3,
all you guys.
All you guys.
Ding dong, ding dong, we're finally free. 1-4-3, 1-4-3, 1-4-3.
Ding dong, ding dong,
we're finally free.
1-4-3. 1-4-3, 1-4.
And the lesson that you all must learn, oh please, listen please.
Okay.
Is that this holiday was much more than just fake plastic. Fake plastic tree.
On the 6 hot geese they didn't eat. Would you believe they all shared one dream? Beautiful sugar plums.
As they all fell asleep on a big cooked goose bed, visions all danced of course, visions of sugar plums dance to their radio heads. The musical you all know and love.
The musical you all know and love. You all know it and you love it.
And you know
you
it.
You know it and love it.
And it loves you. And it knows you.
Oh my gosh, okay, we're going to take a quick break, and then that thing you think is happening is happening.
Is happening, okay.
Okay, bye. Oh, bye. I forgot about it.
I haven't forgotten about it.
Welcome back. Oh my gosh.
Can you believe it? We're doing a segment. What is this, 2019?
Segment.
We're doing a segment in Froh.
Did you all watch The Crown?
No.
Oh.
I love The Crown.
I'm only on the first season.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Oh my
gosh, the crown is so good.
Have you got, Nicole, have you gotten up to the king that abdicated? Have you gotten up to Edward yet?
Guys, everybody pause so Paul and I can talk about what I've seen in the crown.
Okay.
I'm literally just when she arrives. I mean, only on the third episode.
Oh.
She arrived someplace in Africa to talk
to. Oh, my gosh. You have so much crown.
You got a ways to go.
I watched it. Like the night before,
I freaking love the crown.
I love it. We just watched it again, my wife and I.
The whole thing?
Yes, because we watched the most recent season, and then a friend of ours was getting into it, like in the fourth season, and then loved the fourth season so much that they went back and started rewatching. And then we were talking to them, and it made us suffer crown drawl, and we had to go back and start from the beginning.
How dare you, sir?
It's the season to do wordplay.
There are two episodes of the crown that destroyed me.
Okay, well,
which ones? Okay. Give me a season. Give me a season.
All right. 2 and 3, I think, or they might both. No, yeah, 2 and 3.
I'm gonna say
episode 2, series 1. I just love when they say series one.
I do love when they say series.
That's my favorite. It makes me want to be British just to be able to say
in
that.
In season 3, I'm gonna say it's either the Prince Philip space episode or it is the Charles goes to the horrible school episode.
That is, it's the latter.
The school one? Yeah.
That is such a beautifully constructed episode.
Yes.
And the crying in that episode is like a release of something that isn't just like, oh, this is making me sad. It's like, oh my gosh, I think I've been feeling tense watching this whole thing. And then like, now I'm like letting it out.
Yeah.
That episode is so brilliant.
It's great. It's great.
I can't wait to watch it.
I'll never see it.
You'll never see it. Why?
I just think it's going to take forever.
Wow, that was a quick reversal.
It's just really hard to
I'll
get
never
to stuff.
See it. I probably will.
I don't want to be that person, but I am drinking out of a cup that says Parenting Tip Wine, so I guess I'm that person right now.
Don't worry about it.
But I am that person with a kid, and it's really hard to keep up on shows at night.
For sure.
Of course. Listen, as is tradition, we are all drinking while we record this, which is something that we started last time and decided now I've done it twice, so now it's a tradition.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
And that's right. I believe last year we did the 12 days of Fishmas.
Was that last year? Maybe two years ago.
At some point we did the 12 days of Fishmas.
Yeah.
Wow.
First one I think was
that
just a collection
just
of other
perpetually
things.
Last year.
It was random gifts. The first one was like
random gifts.
Random gifts to give someone. Mm-hmm.
And then a Fishmas. And then
I don't
the other
remember.
One. There is another one that has been lost to the...
The mists
annals
of time.
Time? Probably for the best.
Is that it? Is that the phrase?
Yeah,
that's
right.
Annals? Sure. Yeah, time's full of annals.
Full of them.
Yeah.
Full. Like,
time is lousy with that.
Chock-a-block with annals.
Chock-a-block.
Okay, Zach, sorry. You don't watch The Crown, but you will. I feel like you and Nicole would really love The Crown. Okay,
I love the first three episodes of series one that I've seen.
Nicole, oh wait, are you talking about my wife, Nicole?
I was talking about his wife, Nicole, because I'm surprised they haven't watched it.
Nicole has watched it.
Mm-hmm. But it was her, you know how sometimes you need shows that you don't watch together so that when you want to watch something and the other person doesn't,
exactly.
You have a show.
That's yes.
Right.
Yes.
One of hers was The Crown.
For us, that split is video games and all reality TV.
Mm. That's kind of us, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my wife will watch all murders and nothing that involves anything that's not grounded in the real world in any way.
My husband has a ridiculous rule that he doesn't like.
Are we going to talk about the horse thing? Because it's fucking wild. Sorry.
He doesn't like content that's made in a time or era where horses are the predominant mode of travel.
That's amazing.
It makes me so upset when I think about it.
It's not because he doesn't like horses. It's just like a delineation of time.
Right.
He's more interested in modern stories. So he's like, if they use horses, I'm not into it.
For my husband, it's if an animal is hurt, he's out. Like, we started watching... what was the one?
John Wick.
House of Cards. That very, very first episode where like Kevin Spacey kills the dog that's been hit by a car to bring him out of his misery. So I don't know if he can even think back that far. But that happened and he's talking to the camera and he's like, I don't know, I'm talking like this. And I just killed the dog and he went, I'm out. And he was done.
But was that because he was breaking the fourth wall and your husband was like, I'm a stickler
for
this?
No, he didn't like that the dog died. If there's an animal that dies, he's out. He was almost done with Mandalorian because of like one of the blurgs that was killed by the dragon.
He's sure like, this show is on thin ice because they killed them.
Even animals made of pixels, he doesn't like.
It doesn't
like.
Matter if they're not real. Correct, Paul. It does not matter. As
I'm,
long
I'm
as-
with him. I don't like seeing an animal die.
What if two guys in a horse costume got hit on the head?
Okay. That's
I think
funny.
He'd be okay with that. Out. I do think, especially if it's like in a panto.
Only if those two guys in horse content in costumes are the primary mode of transportation.
I
he
love
watched
horse
all
content.
Of Vikings and I watched nary a one.
Oh my God. We can't. We couldn't possibly do 12 days of horse content.
I.
You're
gosh.
Right.
Scott,
was this
pause.
Where you meant to end up?
Scott, pause. I'm just. This was a hypothetical.
That was not a cue. That was a statement of fact.
I don't
okay.
think we can.
Here's
right?
what I think could we not should possibly. Do.
Because
here's
I was going to say we
it's
do
the
12.
Fourth time.
Okay.
I think we should vote because oh. it is hard but fun, but we should vote. So. Choices are Zach's reveal right now.
No. Oh, the one that I was going to think yeah. of. Oh, 12 days of drink miss.
Very good.
Because we're drinking.
And the second oh. one is horse content. everyone now weigh in, okay? And you can raise your hand in Zoom, okay?
We'll turn the lights out.
We'll turn the lights out later.
Everyone mute. Stop
lay
your
on the
camera.
Ground.
Stop your camera. And raise your hand.
Here we go.
Okay.
No, don't do that.
Okay.
Guys, it won't work if you do
How
that.
How will you know? Okay, raise your hand if you want horse content. Okay, Zach and Nicole, raise their hands. Wow. Okay, raise your hand if you want drink miss. Me and Paul
and the band
doesn't
weigh in.
No,
they
the
don't want it.
I feel like Brett raised his hand for horse content.
What
but
about
also
you, Scott?
Brett's background, he's disappearing into it.
Oh, Scott, you must.
You.
Okay, this is no. So here's the, because it's a Christmas miracle.
I don't know
this
what
is the
it is.
This is the 12 days
of
horse
and
drinks.
Okay,
you can do either
horse drinks. Absolutely,
horse right.
drinks. Horse drinks.
And Scotty, you're gonna need to go slightly slower.
Wait, what's the order?
Oh, also important. Okay.
Because normally we're sitting around it. Normally we're sitting around a table, so we
okay.
have an order.
Okay, let's go. Zach,
okay.
Jess, Paul, Nicole.
Oh my God, that doesn't work for
boy,
my configuration at
boy
all.
Girl, boy, girl.
Wait, who am I
post
after?
First. You're
Me.
After Paul.
I'm after Paul. Okay.
Okay.
You're batting cleanup.
You can speed up as we go, Scott. But let's get a. Let's not.
Easy. Easy.
Let's not start in a place we can't do. Okay.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave.
Oh, yeah, Horsemith, yes. On the first day of Horsemith, my true love gave to me some wine being drunk by fillies.
On the second drink day of Horsemith, my true love gave to me two Merlot Mustangs
and some wine being drunk by fillies. Third drink of Horsemith.
On the third drink of Horsemith,
I used to never
my
sing the whole
true
part.
Love gave to me three stallions staggering, two Merlot Mustangs,
and some wine being drunk by fillies.
Is the fifth day?
Fourth. On the fourth
day
drink
of
Christmas,
my true love came to me. Five sea biscuit martinis,
three
staggering stallions,
two
Merlot Mustangs, and a wine being drunk by fillies.
On the fifth drink of Horsemith, my true love gave to me
five White Claw seltzers and a donkey.
Four sea biscuit martinis,
three staggering stallions,
two Merlot Mustangs,
and some wine being drunk by fillies.
Okay, Scott, you can pick it up a little now that we have it. Great job,
now
everybody.
We fucking
yeah, now
it.
That we have it.
On the sixth drink of Horsemith, my true love gave to me
six gin and tonics in a race,
five White Claw seltzers and a donkey,
four sea biscuit martinis,
martinis,
three staggering stallions,
two Merlot Mustangs,
and some wine being drunk by fillies.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
The seven. Hold on a second. You wait for me, Scott.
Everyone needs to keep in mind that this is basically impossible to sync up while we were doing this. So everyone wait for Paul.
Seven Appaloosa teenies.
Six gin and tonics and a razor. That's better.
Five
White Claw seltzers
and a donkey.
Four Seabiscuit martinis.
Three staggering stallions.
Two Merlot Mustangs.
And some wine being drunk by Billy's.
What is eight? On the eighth drink of horsemith, my true love gave to me.
Eight horseshoe shots.
Seven Appaloosa teenies.
Six gin and tonics racing.
Five White Claws seltzers
and a donkey.
Four
Seabiscuit martinis.
Three staggering stallions.
Two Merlot Mustangs.
And some wine being drunk by Billy's.
On the ninth drink of horsemith, my true love gave to me nine Moscow mules.
Ooh. Oh, good one.
Good
Thank
one.
You.
Eight.
Eight horseshoe shots.
Seven Appaloosa teenies.
Six gin and tonic races.
Five White Claws seltzers and a doggy.
Four Seabiscuit martinis.
Three staggering stallions.
Two Merlot Mustangs.
And some wine being drunk by fillies.
On the 10th day of Christmas,
my true love gave to me.
Jess.
10 hazy IPAs.
Great.
9 Moscow mules. 8
horseshoe shots.
7
Appaloosa teenies.
We're at the wrong part of the melody. 6
gin and tonics racing.
5 white claws seltzers
and a donkey.
4 Seabiscuit martinis. 3 staggering stallions. 2 Merlot Mustangs.
And a wine being drunk by Billy's.
11.
On the 11th drink of horsemith,
my true love gave to me 11 piebald poteens.
10 hazy IPAs.
9 Moscow mules.
8 horseshoe shots.
7 Appaloosa teenies.
6 gin and tonic racers.
5 White Claws seltzers.
And a donkey.
Four Seabiscuit martinis.
3
staggering stallions.
2 Mustangs.
And some wine being drunk by Billy.
Bring it home, Nicole.
On the 12th
pour some drinks.
So slow. My true love gave to like grabbing a stroke. 12 gunshot beer broncos.
11 piebald poteens.
10 hazy IPAs.
9 Moscow mules.
8 horseshoe shots.
7 Appaloosa martinis.
6 gin and tonic
racing.
5
Seabiscuit Martini.
Four Seabiscuit Martinis.
Three Staggering Stallions.
Two Merlot Mustangs.
And
some wine
being
drunk by
Faze. I gave us two options so that we wouldn't all have to do both and make it harder than if it was just horses.
I'm so sorry. You suggested the pattern. I suggested the pattern. Paul confirmed it. We had to do it.
We did the right thing. We did the right thing.
People like
history will judge us kindly.
History will judge us correctly. Everyone loves listening to this. It isn't
chaos.
It's great. It
Here's
isn't
what
chaos.
I know. We can't remember one of them, and I think we'll never forget horse
I'll never forget the...
I will definitely never forget
the... The 12 drinks of Horsemas.
I will never forget the 12 drinks of Horsemas.
And I will never forget our time that we spent today with Nicole Parker and Paul F. Tompkins.
Oh my gosh, are we so lucky to have you. Thank you so much for joining us for our favorite and best tradition. Anything you want the people to know, we encourage everyone to listen to The Neighborhood Listen.
Yes, it's free everywhere you get podcasts. It's Nicole and I with special guests, and Brett plays Doug.
He plays my character Joan Pedestrian's wife, Doug.
That's right.
It's worth listening just to hear Doug.
Absolutely. It's been so much fun. We hope we get to do more.
Yes.
Go there for the PFT and the Nicole P.
And the NFP.
And the NFP.
And the ENFP.
Stay for the BPM.
And may I say, on behalf of Nicole and myself, we love doing the show with you guys, especially when we get to do it together and we get to do these Christmas shows. It means so much to us. And this has been, especially this year, this has been such a gift to be able to do this with you guys. And thank you so much for having us.
And the feeling
I couldn't have said it better myself. But Paul is not allowed to order for me at restaurants.
Fair enough.
I keep trying.
And
keep
I feel like
it down.
I just watched this.
I don't like lamb.
The lady will have more lamb.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for joining us. We love you both so much. And we love you, Sleepy Babies 143 for life. And
thank you so much,
thank
Scott
you for
Passarella.
Listening. Give it up for Scott Passarella.
Thank you so much, Brett Morris, our two Christmas angels. Thank you, Sleepy Babies, for all the support that you've given us over the year. We'll see you in the new year. And as we say at the end of literally every off-book episode,
if you're ready to fa-la-la break some glass,
you better take a guac knock that knocks you on your ass.
Knocks you on your ass.